conspiracy theories that go viral, fake AI-generated images. Now, this might all seem very new and sci-fi, but these things are already widespread. So learning how to spot digital hoaxes is becoming part of growing up. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kim Malcolm has this report.
It's called Miss Info Day, and it's an annual event now at the University of Washington. About 500 high school students are milling about one recent morning in a cavernous ballroom on campus, including two sophomores, Isabella and Jasper. We're not using their last names because they're under 18. They say it's getting harder to figure out what they're seeing online, especially the images generated by AI.
I feel like being able to use AI to make images, I think it's definitely sort of problematic.
I'm actually not that confident because I feel like I'll like fall for really stupid things and I'll be like, oh, how did I not know this is like not real?
They head over to the escape room, one of the most popular sessions. The students break into small teams to solve a challenge. They have less than an hour to figure out if some rumors a friend is passing along about a K-pop group are true. Part of the exercise is to look at a bunch of images of human faces and figure out which are real.
This person seems fake. Looks like their teeth are a little odd.
What if, like, real, like, people are, like, that?
Yeah, I know, that's the issue.
It has to be a real one.
I feel like she looks real.
Miss Info Day is one of the country's best-known media literacy events. The first one, back in 2019, drew 200 kids from four local high schools. Now, more than 500 are taking part. Teachers around the U.S. and in other countries are also being offered training. Jevin West co-founded the program.
The whole motivation for this program was to spend an entire day, which might be the only day that many of these students will devote to this, what I consider one of the more important things that we can be teaching our public.
18 states have now passed bills pushing for media literacy education. That's according to the advocacy group Media Literacy Now. A recent survey from Boston University shows nearly three-quarters of adults say misinformation is a concern. But there's a partisan gap in attitudes towards media literacy, says Boston University's Michelle Amazine. Democrats are more supportive of teaching it.
Republicans are just less trusting of media. They feel that there's a liberal bias in the media. So they're more likely to agree that media is trying to tell them what to think.
Jim Walsh is chair of the Washington State GOP. While he's criticized some of the state's work to combat election disinformation, he supports efforts like these.
And it is great if we keep it clean and free of agendas. The challenge is to make sure it stays free and clear and doesn't end up getting hijacked by people pushing agendas of any sort.
Back at Miss Info Day, a team of students from Cedro Willey High School are the first ones to solve the escape room. They all say they feel better equipped to assess what they see online after today. But one teammate, Katie, wonders, why should it be limited to teenagers?
I think, honestly, adults might benefit more from it because they don't usually think about that kind of stuff. Like, we're growing up in a very technological era, so we know we have to. But some adults are like, oh, it doesn't affect me because I didn't grow up like that.
Miss Info Day is expanding. It's going to offer sessions to students around the state and, for the first time, in California later this year. For NPR News, I'm Kim Malcolm.